Be'ezras Hashem Yisparich, the halacha topic from Daf Kuf Chav Beis is deriving benefit from malachos that were done by a Gentile on Shabbos. The scope of these halachos is very, very broad, and there's no way in 10, 15 minutes, and coming from Daf Kuf Chav Beis, we could summarize all of the halachos, which are complicated and nuanced. However, we will bring out a few important halacha lemaisa discussions of the poskim that actually emerge from our daf. Firstly, our Gemara had introduced us to the idea that if a Nachri does something on behalf of himself, then it is permissible. If he does on behalf of a Jew, then it is going to be problematic. That's the opening line in the Mishnah. Nachri shidlik es haner mishtamish la'oro Yisrael v'mishvil Yisrael asur. That is straightforward. If a Gentile does something entirely for himself, the halacha is as permissible for a Jew, then it's going to be asur. And this, of course, is codified in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Ayin Vav Sif Aleph. There is, however, a major machlokes haposkim that the Be'er Halacha takes a page and a half to develop in Simen Reish Ayin Vav Sif Beis, Dibur HaMaschil V'im Yesh Hochacha. What would the halacha be if the guy does a malacha on his own behalf? The guy is doing it for himself, but also for other Jews as well. What if it's Adaita Dishnehem? The Mishnah Bura in Sifkotin Yud Zayin quotes the Magen Avram that says that the halacha is that is considered Adaita di Yisrael as well, and therefore it would be prohibited for a Jew to derive benefit, which our Rashi and our Mishnah says is an Isser Derabbanan. However, the Mishnah Bura goes on to quote the Nishmas Adam, who disagrees that the Chai Adam felt that the halacha is that that would be considered Adaita Da'akum. The Be'er Halacha brings a brilliant raya from the concluding words of Perek called Kisveh. The Gemara describes that Shmuel went to a place where a Gentile lit a candle, and he then saw that the Gentile read from a piece of paper and derive benefit from the candle. And automatically, Shmuel then felt what he thought was aser, because he thought he was doing it on behalf of the Jews, was permissible because the Gentile was also deriving benefit. The simple reading of the Gemara is that the Gentile was doing it for both the Jew and the Gentile. And therefore, the Be'er Halacha, this is one of those cases where you gotta know the footnotes, not only the body of the book. As I say often to the Talmidim, usually in most Svarim, especially Kitzer Svarim, the Chumras, the more stringent positions tend to be on top, and the lenient positions fleshed out in the footnotes. Here as well, in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Yud Zayin, he simply quotes the Magen Avram, and then he says, take a look at the Be'er Halacha. The Be'er Halacha concludes, based on this Gemara and the Yerushalmi, that the Halacha would be that if the Goy is doing it both Adaita Didei as well as Adaita Yisrael, that there is room to be Mekel. And the Be'er Halacha, even though he doesn't mention this in the Mishnah Bura, says, Nira da asomech lahakol behidlik letzorach atzmo Yisrael, kedivrei harajbe, there's a rajbe as well, kapashta sugi, he's quoting our Gemara, ein limchos biyado, you can't protest against them, that there's room to be Mekel. Again, lechatchil, it sounds like the Mishnah Bura is being machmir, which has led Rav Nevensal to ask me, many instant times when we read the Mishnah Berurah and Simen Reish Ayin Vav, I jotted down his lashon. Old pam tzarichim b'malon echomrim shelo asa b'shvil Yisrael. He was very much bothered that many instances the Gentile is doing it not only for himself, also for the Jew. And once he's doing it also for the Jew, according to the Magen Avraham, it will be asur. That was an open question of Nevensal asked in regards to hotels. But what's clear, what we want to develop, a lot of times we develop Rav Nevensal's psakim as a clear psak. That was an open question that he had asked. But here, as a clear psak, we have the two shittas of the Magen Avraham and the Nishmas Adam that emerge mamish from today's daf the concluding words of Perek Kol Kisveh. Another important issue that comes out of our daf in terms of the halachos of instructing and deriving benefit from a Gentile's malacha is a comment that Rabbeinu Tam makes in Tosis Dibra Maschil Mashke. Rabbeinu Tam says, is medayek the following from the Gemara. Our Gemara talks about the problem of having a Jew bring his animal to drink from water that a Gentile had brought, because the water that the Gentile had brought was for himself, for his animals to drink, that was enough, and then he added more for the Jew. And that's going to be a problem because the malacha, presumably, of carrying on Shabbos was done for the Jew as well. Says Rabbeinu Tam that that's only with one's animal. What happens if a Gentile would fill up water, and he would fill up for the Jew as well, but the Jew didn't need the Gentile to go to the water? The Jew himself could have gone to the well alone to have drunk the water. Is it still prohibited? Says Rabbeinu Tam, Motor, that the halacha is that one is allowed to drink from a malacha that was done to derive benefit if the malacha was not necessary for you. You could have had benefit from that water, as Tosa says, Kivan Shiachali Kanis Latocha Bar Velishtos. He could have gone into the pit to be able to drink. This finds its way as well into Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mechaber in Siman Reish Ayin Vav Siv Gimel, a psak, and the Ramaz exception, which is working off of the same Tosos that we just quoted. Im Omer Adam La'avdol Shivchaso, says the Mechaber, Leilechimo, if someone instructs a servant to go with them, Vidliko Haner, and they light a candle, afal pi shigam heim tzrichen lo, ein zel tzarachen Yehudi kivin she'ikar halicha b'shvil Yisrael. If I'm going to the basement and I want to get something, and I ask the Gentile to come with me, and that causes the Gentile to turn on a candle, light a flashlight, turn on the light in the basement, problematic. She'ikar halicha b'shvil Yisrael. That's the psak in Shulchan Aruch. The implications of this psak, we have to leave. However, what's germane to our daf and another halacha, halacha lemaisa, that we can learn from our daf is the response of the Rama. Rama says, however, there's one exception. Umutar lomer leini Yehuda leilech imo litol ner dolo kvar. What happens if the flashlight is already lit? Then you're allowed to instruct the Gentile. What we're going to see is that you're allowed to instruct the Gentile to do muktza for you, to take something that's muktza. Hol veinos raktiltul aner ba'alma. Since they're only doing muktza, what's the reason that if they're only doing muktza, it's going to be permissible? Explains the Mishnah Berurah. Since muktza is permissible even for a Jew, if he does tiltul min hatzad, which we've spoken about in detail in halacha from the daily daf, moving muktza with one's foot, and so on. We discussed it a few dapim ago. We discussed it also in the third perek as well. Tiltul min atzad, moving something indirectly at times, is mutter on Shabbos. So since technically the Jew could do a tiltul min atzad, so if the guy does it, so then the halacha is that's permissible. So number two, halacha l'maisa number two that emerges from the daf itself is that instructing a Gentile to do something for a Jew's primary purpose is prohibited, even if the Gentile does it on his own to make his walk easier, for example, or for both of them easier, as the Mechaber said, Kivan Sheikar Alicha B'Shvil Yisrael. However, being metaltel is not going to be a problem, since there's a time and a way in which the Jew could be do tiltul min hatzad. That is the second application from our daf, from the Tosfos itself. Finally, in our sugya, we had a yesod of ner echad ner lemeya. That the halacha is that if a Gentile is turning on the light for himself, there's no problem for a Jew to derive benefit from it, because if he's doing it for himself, then we say ner echad ner lemeya. Of course, this is codified in Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Reish Ayin Vav Sif Beis, and spelled out clearly in the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Katan Yotes. I would like to share with you two issues that my great Rebbe Rav Nevensal Shlita raised. One of them was a discussion that he had with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbich Zatzal. Number one, Rav Nevensal said he's not sure if you would say Ner Echod, Ner Lemeya, if a Gentile lights clearly a very large, powerful light that he himself is not the only one that needs. For example, they're at a park, and the Gentile sitting down to eat, but he puts up one massive light that provides light, not just for his table. It provides light for 15 tables. Do you also say Ner Echad Ner Lemeya? That was a suffix that Rav Nevensal had. Finally, Rav Nevensal asked Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach the following kasha. We evoke the rule Ner Echad Ner Lemeya in regards to a chole, that if a Gentile lit a candle in a case where it's permissible for a sick person, like it is in certain instances, then another Jew is allowed to derive benefit. So in such a case, we evoke the rule Ner Echad Ner Lemeya. The question was, when it comes to electricity, if we allow the Gentile to turn on electricity for an entire neighborhood, because there are also cholim that are in the neighborhood. Let's say there was a blackout. So it seemed from the conversation between Rav Nevensal and Rav Shlomo Zalman, I think it's brought down in many svarim as well, that Rav Shlomo Zalman said to turn on the electricity would be acceptable on behalf of the people, the Jews who are sick in the hospital. And therefore, another Jew will be allowed to derive benefit because of Ner Echad Ner Lemeya. The question of Nevensal asked, he said, but at the end of the day, should we be afraid that the Gentile is going to add and do more malacha that is necessary on behalf of more Jews, because he knows that the Jews want the electricity in the entire neighborhood. They'll be happy with his job as working for the electrician center, because he made sure that the entire city was lit and not just the hospital. And Rav Nevensal backed this up with a halacha. The halacha is that Ner Echad Ner Lemeya, you're allowed to derive benefit. But what if the Gentile cooks on behalf of a Jew? In such a case, the food that he cooked for a sick Jew, another Jew can't use because of Shema Yarbe Bishvilo. We're afraid he's going to add. So too, Rav Nevensal asked, how could you allow the Gentile to put on the electricity for a Chol HaShem Bo Sakana? Emphasis on Chol HaShem Bo Sakana. If we're talking about Chol HaShem Bo Sakana, there's nothing to talk about. But for a Chol HaShem Bo Sakana, and say that once the Gentile turned it on for a Chol HaShem Bo Sakana, everybody could add derived benefit. What about the Chshash Shema Yarbe Bishvilo? We're afraid that he's going to do more. So Rav Shlomo Zalman answered brilliantly. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, when do we say the chshash of Shema Yarbe Bishvilo? We have the chshash when it comes to one maisa of bishul. So then we say Shema Yarbe Bishvilo. But Chazal never made the gzer Shema Yarbe Bishvilo on other buttons. In other words, if to turn on this button will turn on the electricity of Sharei Tzedek, so then in such a case, we allow him to do it, and there clearly there is a rule of Ner Echad, Ner Lemeya. The fact that we tell him he could turn on Shari Tzedek, he might come to press the buttons on others, we never asked him to press the buttons on others. And we have the Chshash of Shema Yarbe Bishvilo only in one Maisa. This is a little bit of an abstract discussion, but nevertheless a fascinating discussion, and there are implications of this even halacha lemaisa. So let's just summarize what we learned from today's daf halacha lemaisa. Number one, that there is a heter of deriving benefit from a Gentile if it's a daita de nafshei. The Be'er halacha defends the mekilim who say that even if it's a daita de nafshei, the Gentile's intending for himself as well as for the Jew, it'll also be permissible, and brings a right from our Gemara. Number two, we saw from Tosos that the halacha is that any time the malachu could be done by the Jew himself without an isur, and the Gentile does it be isur, then in such a case, the Jew is allowed to derive benefit. Similarly, when it comes to muktzah, the Ramo is mechadesh, that since a Jew could be metaltel minatzad, then if a guy does tiltel muktzah, the halacha is that a Jew is allowed to derive benefit, particularly in the case of a candle or a flashlight. Number three, we learned the klal of ner echad ner lemea, and we saw that appeared on our daf, and we saw Rav Nevinzal's question, will we extend it even if the Gentile lights a much stronger light? And finally, that we extend, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal taught us, the klal of ner echad ner lemea for electricity as well, for a Gentile turning on electricity, where there was a ner echad, that there was a Jew that was permissible to do malacha for him, if many Jews derive benefit, it's going to be permissible. Rav Nevinzal asked a perceptive question of why are we choshe shem yarbe b'shvilo, and Rav Shlomo Zalman gave an abstract answer, a beautiful answer to Bimiyashev. This Bezer Hashem conclude some halachos from our daf of deriving benefit from malacha done by a Gentile.